portion of the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and ATL. We have a new segment tonight. We have the ladies for the anchor portion of the show. That is Pride and Joy and Nicole. So we want to welcome that segment. Entertainment news and national local news. So that's going to be coming up. The two ladies of the anchor desk. What's going on, ATL? What up, what up?
Oh, what's up, what's up? Doing great. It's your boy, DJ ATL. We doing it big, man. Got also tonight, we got a special artist, two special artists that might drop by. Not guaranteed to drop by, but probably will. I think Poco Jones definitely going to drop by. He's a Southern Soul Artist of the Year right now throughout the Southeast region. He's got his song playing on all major FM platforms and radio stations. He's being pushed all over. He actually is going to pop through, Mr. Pop Jones. So we'd be doing some Southern Soul stuff. And I might have another gentleman come through for next. Also step through, a little rap off of Mike Wheel. Mike Wheel might drop through. He might. So it's...
You talking about the producer, Mike Wheel?
No, he's the rapper, Mike Wheel. No, not the Wheel producer, the rapper.
Mike Will made this. Okay, okay, okay. Well, once again, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we are here. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. Press the 1 to join the conversation. Hello to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. We appreciate you. And, hey, we are not out the woods yet. So for those of you who may have lived under a rock, we are under this pandemic thing called the coronavirus. Which started with the coronavirus initially, then it went from the coronavirus to the Delta, it went from the Delta to the Omicron, and then it went from the Omicron to now the newest variant called the Ninja. So with that being said, please make sure you are practicing social distancing, wearing your mask, and using hand sanitizer. Also, making sure you're wiping down your common areas of your home, your light fixtures, your doorknobs, your remotes, your cell phones, faucets, etc., with Microban, Lysol. They prefer Lysol, but Microban is good too. They get good reviews there. And also, putting bleach water, adding bleach to your water, because they say the coronavirus can live on plastic way longer than your countertops. So you want to add that to the water. And your Dawn dishwashing liquid, that's what I use, Dawn dishwashing liquid. And you just have hot scalding water, especially if you're going to, like, have company and stuff, having parties, and you don't feel like going out buying the solo cups. You know, just make sure you keep freshening up those bars. You know, when you get drinks, they always have that sink with the sanitizer in there to sanitize the cups. So, yeah, so that's from the 6 hours of the night. We want you to be safe. And we're not out the woods yet, so continue to wear those masks, social distancing, and keep those hand sanitizers around. So how's everybody's mental doing? Mental is doing good for myself. How's your mental, ATL?
My mental, guys, I mean, I'm just going to drop it. It's kind of crazy right now. I think nothing's logical in these times make any sense. Let's start here. They got multiple pictures of UFOs, drone footage in Connecticut. We have R. Kelly's fiance claiming she's pregnant with R. Kelly's first child, and he's going to be locked up and never see the child. We got Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago situation where now it's came out. If you want all this stuff to stop, it should not
run
for president.
Okay, okay. Let me ask the question again. I asked you, how was your mental? I didn't ask you to run the headline news. We have ladies to do that. I said, how's your mental?
Well, my mental, I'm going to say the truth. My mental right now is unstable because that stuff has got me unstable. I just can't figure out what logic is anymore. So I'll say this. My mental is okay for right now. Let's just do that.
Oh, okay. Pride and Joy.
All right.
All right. Pride and Joy, how's your mental?
My mental is great. My mental is going great so far. So good. Everything is moving, and I'm good.
All right. Thank you. And let me say hello to LeVar Spiegelman out there. What's up, LeVar, 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 LeVar Spiegelman? What's up? What's up? Let's see, who else we got with us tonight?
Well, good evening, everyone. Glad to be here. This is Nicole checking in.
Hello, Nicole. Nicole, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so now we have our two anchor ladies here. Nicole, meet Pride and Joy. Pride and Joy, meet Nicole.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm well. Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to
well.
Hear you having a good day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, how's your mental?
My mental is mellow. Definitely have unanswered questions, but overall, my mental is mellow at present, and I'm grateful for that.
Okay, great, 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 great. Okay, so we have two beautiful comfy chairs for you. So everybody sit back, and this is the newest portion of the segment, the two anchor ladies. Nicole will be doing the local and national news, and Pride and Joy will be doing the entertainment news. Now, Lewis, you got to be sharp because this is their premiere, okay? So you have to
be ready to get
sure
it going. Are we ready for it? Are we ready? Are we ready to go there? Because I'm ready. I mean, can we start? Do we do that report now? I know there's a lot. And I want to sit back and just eat popcorn and listen to it.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to let the ladies go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Professor Pride and Joy, would she like to bring the entertainment first? We'll start it off in an upbeat. if she'd like to go first.
Yeah, I could go first. I have no problem with going first.
All right, here we go. We get ready to knock it. Let's get it going.
Hi. All right.
Well. This is 6 Hour Radio Network with Ms. Pride and Joy Entertainment News. First, I want to give out the number, 424-243-9617. Call and press 1. And I am Ms. Pride and Joy. And first, we're going to be going with, we have two things today. The first one we're going to be going to is another comedian has passed away. And his name is Teddy Ray. And he was 32 years old, and he's from the Deaf family. We're heartbroken. We can't believe that he has passed away. He played on Jersey Show with the people from Jersey Show. He played on that show. And he was a comedian that they call him Messy because he stayed messy, so much mess. Everything that he did, it was full of mess. But at the end, you know, everybody is telling him he was hilarious. He was a great performer. Everybody just loved to be around this guy, and they really missed him. And I just wanted to just shout him out first of all. The complete cast from Jersey Show shouted him out. The Situation shouted him out. Danita shouted him out. Jenny shouted him out. And it was just another sad thing for us to have to report again another comedian, because I think this is like our third one so far this year that has passed away. So I just wanted to put that out for the ones that know him. They call him the messiness comedian because he was real, real messy. And again, 6 Hour Radio Network, you can catch us on Facebook for 6 Hour Radio Network. And also, AJ and the Squad, you can catch on Facebook as well. And again, we want to send our condolences out to Mr. Teddy Ray family. Next up, we're going to be going over to, they had a memorial service for Hurricane Katrina, tragic toll. It was a grand reminder of the institutional failure associated with Hurricane Katrina. 5 days of memorial captures the personal toll, terrible choices that was made under the most adverse conditions. working backwards from the 45 dead bodies covered in Memorial Hospital. It's compelling, face-baked look those 5 days well, aftermath. Indeed, it was a terrible 5 days for us, actually trying to do it over again. It was a lot of missingness. It was a lot of dead bodies everywhere. People was there. It was a lot of blame lies. A lot of things went on during this time. But we just want to let everybody know that we have done it over, and we hope that everybody are good with it the way they have did it, but they tried to do it at best, and it happened. It's going to be a TV show that's going to be coming on, and it's going to be showing the actual everything about this show. So that's what I'm reporting for 6 Hour Radio Network tonight for entertainment, 6 Hour Radio Network, and doing the Katrina story over again. I'm Miss Pride and Joy, and I hope each and every one of you have a wonderful night, and I'm going to turn it over to the next anchor lady.
All right. All right. Nicole, are you ready?
Yes, I'm here. I was on self-mute. I apologize. And giving props to Sister Pride and Joy, thank you very much for your enlightenment this evening. Wanted to say good evening, good morning, and good information to all. My name is Nicole, and I'm honored to be your second up in being the article reader in this segment, presenting international and national updates with your local news summary as of, pardon me, Saturday, August 13th, 2022. Our international news. This article was updated today, August 4th. I'm in the West Coast, so August 13th at 7:37, and it says China and Russia to sign deals for switching payment methods to national currencies. The two sides, Russia and China, agreed to deepen the financial trade and economic cooperation, particularly with the national payment card system. This article was written by Zami Majid and comes out of AP News. Russia and China will be signing agreements to switch the payment method to national currencies in order to de-dollarize the economy. Moscow has slapped the American Visa and MasterCard usage after the corporations pulled out of the Ukraine invasion. Russia then decided to switch to the Chinese card system instead, and its largest state bank, Cerber Bank, issued near cards with China Union Pay. The two sides agreed to deepen the financial trade and economic cooperation, particularly in the national payment card systems. They affirmed to make a deal within the framework of Russian and Chinese legislation in order to provide support to commercial banks in their independent decision-making on joining their payment systems in the state of the other side. Allies Russia and China will be developing bilateral payments and national currencies, encouraging and expanding the use of national currencies, particularly through the promotion of their use when signing international trade contracts, the TASS reported. Now, I can say a little bit more about that, but since I got a little bit more ground to cover, let me move on to national news. President Biden again tests negative for COVID and ends isolation. As we know, on last Saturday, on the 5th, he was still testing positive. So it seems like he is now testing negative. And this is according to Drew Erringer's report coming through the Getty Press. President Biden has left the White House for the first time since July 20th, ending a second COVID isolation period in that time. He arrived in Redondo Beach, Delaware, where the first family has a home. Biden tested negative Sunday for a second consecutive day, White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter released Sunday morning. Biden first tested positive on July 21st. He left isolation on July 27th, but remained in the White House. He tested positive again on July 30th. After his negative test Saturday, White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president continues to feel very well. Biden has been testing daily since he first tested positive for the virus on July 21st, the White House said. He experienced only mild symptoms, including fatigue, runny nose, and cough. Biden, who is fully vaccinated and twice boosted, was prescribed the antiviral therapy Paxlovid, a standard course of treatment for people who are considered to be a higher risk of adverse effects of COVID, including anyone over 50. His symptoms were nearly resolved after 4 days of treatment, the White House said. And I'll go ahead and scooch down a little bit more because there's a bit more to be said about coronavirus and Paxlovid. Let me pull that up. Paxlovid manufacturer Pfizer and the Food and Drug Administration have both acknowledged reports of rebound COVID cases associated with the drug, but research into the extent and severity of the problem is ongoing. The president has continued to work through his illness, including some public distance appearances at the White House and viral events. On Monday night, Biden delivered a speech from the Blue Room balcony announcing that the United States has killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. He also made remarks outdoors on Friday on the economy, touting strong July jobs report, as with the White House pushes back on fears of a recession due to the recent negative economic growth. And I'll move into our next article. Trump lawyer claims no classified material was at Mar-a-Lago in a signed letter to the Justice Department. This article comes to us by Evan Perez, Caitlin Collins, and Sarah Murray, a CNN correspondent. And it was updated at 6.06 p.m. this evening, August 13th, from CNN. One of the former president, Donald Trump's attorneys, signed a letter in June asserting that there was no more classified information stored at the Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The letter signed by the attorney raises fresh questions about the number of people who may have legal exposure in the ongoing investigation into the handling of the classified materials from Trump's time in the White House. The probe reached dynamic heights earlier this week when the FBI executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, with agents removing 11 sets of classified documents, some which were marked as top secret, acronym SCI, one of the highest levels of classification. That inventory list contradicts the attorney's letter. The removal of the classified information after the letter was sent could explain why prosecutors cited an obstruction law in their search warrant request. The sources did not identify when the letter was signed or by whom. It was a part of an ongoing correspondence with the Department of Justice over the issue. The New York Times first reported the existence of the letter. Moving down a bit, there is a timeline. If you want to get into it, I can return to it. It's a bit extensive now. And it's a timeline for the Justice Department's criminal inquiry into Trump taking classified documents to Mar-a-Lago. But I'll move down and switch over to public health and wellness, the COVID update coming out of the CDC. With new guidance, CDC ends to test to stay for schools and relaxes COVID rules. Let me read more about this. And this was updated by Ping Huang through Twitter and Will Stone. So it says here, with the coronavirus continuing to spread widely throughout the country, Americans are getting new advice from federal health officials on how to live with the virus. The revised guidance released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday lists the requirements to quarantine if exposed to the virus, de-emphasizes screening people with no symptoms, and updates COVID-19 protocols in schools, eliminating a recommendation for tests to stay after potential exposure. This guidance acknowledges that the pandemic is not over, but also helps us move to a point where COVID-19 no longer severely disrupts our daily lives. The CDC's Greta Mazzetti said in a statement, "We know that COVID-19 is here to stay," she added in comments during the briefing with reporters. The update isn't necessarily a huge overhaul of the existing guidance, but it does represent increasing focus on individuals making their own decisions about their level of risk and how they want to mitigate that risk, says Dr. Marcus Placidia, Chief Medical Officer for the Association of the State and Territorial Health Officials. This is consistent with where we are in the pandemic right now, he said. I don't really think there are many states or local jurisdictions that are feeling they are going to need to start making mandates. It also brings the recommendations for unvaccinated people in line with people who are fully vaccinated. An acknowledgement of the high levels of population immunity in the U.S. due to vaccination and past COVID-19 infections or both. Based on the latest data, it's around 95% of the population, Massetti said. And so it really makes the most sense to not differentiate, since many people have some protection against severe disease. The changes could have some of the biggest impact in K-12 schools. The guidance eliminates the strategy known as test to stay, a schedule of testing for people that were exposed to the coronavirus but not up to date with their vaccination. That allowed them to continue in-person learning, so as long as they continue to test negative and show no symptoms. The test-to-stay protocol has been alternative to quarantine for school, so now the practical handling exposures would involve masking rather than quarantine, Massetti said. Our monkeypox update. Who caused the monkeypox emergency? On July 23rd, the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, the WHO, declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. Employers should review information provided by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the WHO, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the U.S. Department of State. Employers should remind employees about precautions to prevent monkeypox infections, such as washing your hands often, using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, routinely cleaning frequently touched surfaces, avoiding skin-to-skin contact with people who have a rash, and staying at home when you are sick. And that snippet comes from K&L Gates Law Firm. Here from the SHRM.org website, it also asks, to address the spread of monkeypox, the U.S. declared public health state of emergency. California, Illinois, and New York had already done the same. The disease can be transmitted through skin-to-skin contact, but not by sharing office space and talking with coworkers. We've rounded up the SHRM online resources and news articles from other trusted outlets. So I'll just pull a couple snippets through that. Growing number of cases. California, Illinois, and New York, home to the nation's three largest cities, initially reported more than 45% of all confirmed monkeypox infections in the United States. But now the country has reported more than 7,000 cases of monkeypox across 48 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. These numbers come out of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. National Public Health Emergency. The Biden administration on August 4th declared monkeypox a public health emergency nationwide, with cases on the rise across the U.S. It is just the fifth such national emergency since 2001.
Whoa.
The nation remains in a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. And going a little bit further into monkeypox outbreak cases globally, if anyone is interested, right now, data of August 12th, at 5 p.m. says 31,799 total cases worldwide of monkeypox. 31,424 of those cases are in locations that have not historically reported monkeypox. 375 are in locations that historically reported monkeypox. Locations with cases are 89 total. 82 of those had not historically reported monkeypox, and 7 have historically reported monkeypox. This is a legend that I picked up through the CDC.gov pox virus of the worldwide map. Now, moving down here about deaths. So far, there have been 12 deaths reported. Again, this is as of August 12th, 2022 at 5 p.m. 12 total deaths. 5 are in locations that have not historically reported monkeypox, with 7 in locations that have historically reported monkeypox. As for monkeypox in the United States, we have, as of, let's just say, keeping in line, let's say August 12th, Friday, 11,176 cases. Active cases of the monkeypox with 0 deaths here in the United States. Keep in mind how it spreads. Monkeypox is spread through close contact with someone who has symptoms or by touching items that have touched the infectious rash or body fluid, such as unwashed bedding and towels, sharing cups and plates that came in contact with the infectious rash or body fluids. It is not transmitted via casual brief conversations or walking by someone. This comes out of the SHRM online. There's news in tuberculosis, TB testing, at resisting antibiotics. Here are some new ideas to outsmart the bacteria. This comes to us through Ari Daniel, through Twitter and Instagram on August 11th, 2022. And I'll just give a bit of it. Tuberculosis, or TB, is a bacterial infection of the lungs that can be fatal. The World Health Organization estimates 1.5 million people died of the disease worldwide in 2020. It remains a persistent foe, in large part because of the bacteria can mutate and evolve to develop resistance to our antibiotics, often with the patient, which can lead to relapse. And let's see here. Before COVID.
Lewis. Lewis. Please put yourself on mute. Thank you. Okay, continue.
Okay, wonderful. Before COVID, TB was the world's worst pathogen. It is still a monster killer, now in pair of studies published this week in the Post Biology. Scientists have found an array of new genes associated with the drug resistance, hinting at how we may battle the disease going forward. So there is a bit more to be said about that, but just bringing that out. So I'll move over to local news in Ohio. Teacher shortages in the Northeast Ohio is an issue as the school year draws closer. This article is published August 13th, 2022 at 5:55 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, Brenda Kane brings us from cleveland.com. Cleveland, Ohio. With the start of school less than 2 weeks away, the Cleveland Metropolitan School District says it's close to being fully staffed for the 2022-23 school year, with 95% of teaching openings filled. That sounds pretty good, especially when other school districts around the nation are reporting significant teacher shortages. But in Cleveland, a 5% open rate represents 150 teaching positions. That's down from the 254 openings the district reported in June. But the clock is ticking. If Cleveland falls short of the 100% staffing, it might mean bigger classes and less personal attention for students. Most of the Cleveland School District openings are for classroom teachers, particularly arts, music, and physical education instructors. These jobs were created to cover instruction periods added last year at the start and end of the school day. Other job openings are for what the district calls related service providers, occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech pathologists, and security officers. Since May 1st, the CMSD has hired 342 people and is continuing to actively recruit. Other school districts in Northeast Ohio are seeing similar trends. Most districts have openings for teachers, but shortages of qualified teachers are nothing like those being experienced in other parts of the nation. In the larger urban districts, Specifically, the pool of candidates is similar than it has been in the past, explained Scott DeMuro, president of the Ohio Education Association. The union that represents more than 120,000 teachers statewide. Typically, elementary classroom positions that may have had hundreds of applications in the past has fewer now, and the superintendents are finding that they have to do more to active recruitment. Most classrooms being fully staffed going into the school year. The answer is yes, but it's definitely a cause for concern. Angela Carter, the recruitment and retention manager for Akron Public Schools, adds, now is the time for districts to start being creative in the ways they recruit. The I Promise School in Akron began its new school year on August 1st. Other schools in the district will start on staggered schedule for the 8 clusters they service. The district still has 60-plus openings for teachers. The jobs include certified intervention specialists, foreign language instructors, math teachers, and health and physical education specialists. To fill those positions, Carter is looking at her roster to substitute teachers who have the knowledge and skill base, then working with them to get them through the alternative licensure program through the Ohio Department of Education. In short, this means they're giving out emergency teaching credentials. Let's see here. One of the biggest concerns in Akron is the lack of qualified bus drivers. Akron Transportation Coordinator Bill Alexander says the district makes more trips than neighboring districts in Summit County. The roster of full-time drivers is down 13%. Substitute drivers are off by 60%, van drivers are down 25%, and drivers in training are currently off by 20%. Alexander estimates more than 70% of his work week is devoted to making sure bus routes are covered. But APS is not the only district struggling to fill its bus routes. Alexander says districts all over Northeast Ohio are grappling with the same issue. While exposure to the coronavirus variant has impacted the willingness to drive a school bus, there is not just one reason, drivers are in short supply, he said. Behavior of students and parents, erratic behavior of drivers on the road, and the allure of driving for Amazon, where a driver is not working a split shift, are taking drivers away. I'm hopeful this is not the future, but at this point, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, Alexander said. I hate to see buses come off the road because of this, but all of these numbers add up. The district have cut routes and doubled up on routes, which means that kids get to school late, and that causes stress for everyone, the kids, the parents, and the staff. These rolling shutdowns hasn't happened to us yet, but we have come very close. If we can't fully staff busing for students, the whole system is going to come tumbling down. And for some districts, it already has. So I'm going to move down a little bit more just to kind of balance off some of the news here. Cedar Point announces a new Wild Mouse roller coaster, Beachfront Grand Pavilion for 2023. No word on Top Thrill Dragster. This was updated on August 11th at 12:20 p.m. And Susan Glacier of Cleveland.com brought this article. Sandusky, Ohio. Cedar Point will debut a new roller coaster, Wild Mouse, at the park in 2023, a part of the retheming and the midway area near the beach that will be called the Boardwalk. The Boardwalk will also include the Grand Pavilion, a beachfront two-story complex that will house a new restaurant, bar, plus indoor and outdoor seating with views of the park and Lake Erie. The Boardwalk is our vision of what classic Cedar Point Boardwalk would have felt like long ago. The sights, the sounds, the electricity of the experience. This new area captures it all, said Carrie Boldman, vice president and general manager of Cedar Point. The park's much-anticipated Thursday announcement, however, included no mention of the Top Thrill Dragster, the 420-foot-tall roller coaster that was shut down last August after a major accident. Earlier this year, the park announced that the ride will remain closed in 2022 while officials determine its fate. In recent days, coaster fans have been clamoring for information about the future of the ride, which was among the park's most popular. It severely injured a Michigan woman after a part from speeding coaster train flew off and hit her in the head. Park spokesman Tony Clark said he had no information to share about the top thrill dragster. So let's see here now. Moving down, moving around. The Grand Pavilion 2 offers a nod to the park's past. Cedar Point previously had a beachfront Grand Pavilion, which debuted in 1888. The development of the lakefront property has been a poorly kept secret in recent months, as construction inside the fenced-in site was clearly visible from riders of the Ferris wheel. The land was formerly occupied by Wicked Twister, a roller coaster that had fallen out of favor in recent years and was taken down by Cedar Point last year. With the subtraction of Wicked Twister and the addition of Wild Mouse, Cedar Point will have 18 coasters, according to the park's most recent count, a number that includes Top Thrill Dragster. Let's see. Cedar Point also announced the return of it. Shall I? I can stop there. After that, really, all I had was the weather, and that was pretty much it.
Let's do the weather. We got some great roller coasters coming up to Cedar Point for you roller coaster enthusiasts. Biden's doing good. Keep washing those hands. School's starting back, so we want to wish everybody a great school year from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Let's get the weather, and we'll continue the show.
Okay, awesome. So many clouds over Cleveland tonight, Saturday, August 13th. It says here, plenty of clouds with passing shower or two. Wind is southeast at 6 miles per hour. Wind gusts at 11 miles per hour. The probability of precipitation is 80%. The probability of thunderstorms being 16%. And moving into overnight, the sunrise will be at 6:33 a.m. For Sunday, sunset, 8:29 p.m. Moonrise started at 9:53 p.m. and will set at 9:26 a.m. on Sunday. For Sunday's forecast, 73 degrees is the high, 65 degrees being the low, with, again, passing shower or two, 80% chance of precipitation throughout the day. And that pretty much concludes your international, national, and local news summary for Saturday, August 13th, 2022. Thank you for your time and attention.
All right.
All right. So we want to thank you both. You all have well informed on local. You all have been well informed. Thank you. All right. Now, for the remainder of the show, if you're not speaking, please have yourself on mute. When you want to speak, press the 1, and your mic will be unmuted. I heard what sounded like a bear. Somebody was sleeping. Lewis, did you fall asleep during the show?
All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta South here. I said we're going to have a guest drop through, and I actually have him on the line right now. Soulstress Southern Music King right now, down south, Mr. Poker Jones. What's up, Poker Jones?
Hey, man, thank you for having me on the show, DJ ATL, Atlanta South.
Yes, definitely. We got 2 singles we're going to drop on him tonight, Mr. 6 Eyes, and I want to get your input. These songs are actually playing heavy rotation throughout the South. He's one of the national Southern Soul artist right now that's making a lot of moves out here with the Southern Soul movement. So I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce his first single that's actually he's working. A lot of people like this single. You want to go ahead and bring it on, bring it in, Mr. Poco Jones. Tell me about your single and how you came up with that single.
Hey, man, I want to start off by saying I love everybody and hope everybody's loving on each other.
Mm-hmm.
These songs are just strictly about loving each other. And don't forget to love yourself. Every day, love yourself, because that's the only way you're going to love somebody else, right? The name of the song, just love thyself. I always feel like, you know, we need that motivation. We need that inspiration. I just like to make the people feel good when I make music. That's strictly what it's about, making the people feel good. So the name of this song is Love Thyself.
Right.
And once again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles.
All right, all right, here we go. Mr. Poker Jones and Love Thyself. Southern Soul
music. Poker. Last name Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't love yourself, there's no room to love nobody else. Go left if you feel good about yourself. Go right if everything in your life is alright. Now when times got hard, I kept going. I could never let the pain start showing. No matter what, keep on rolling. You can't tell them D-Day, gotta show them I got on my grind. I'm doing better. I had to put my mind on a new level. I had to put my mind on a new level. Now walk with me. Somebody go left. Go left if you feel good about yourself. Right. If everything in life is alright, sometime we go back, so we can finally get our life on track. To the front now, keep dreaming big and go for what you want now. I don't follow my dreams, I chase them. Never run from your problem, better face them. Ain't no love in your heart, better make some. Always count my blessings, never waste them. Put your hands up, this a celebration. Time to party, we don't need no occasion. Tell the DJ to keep this in rotation, because the world really needs some inspiration. I'm Poker Jones, I'm all about elevation. The sky ain't the limit, ain't no limitation. Follow your heart, baby, that's your motivation. Follow your heart, baby, that's your motivation. Somebody go left, go left. If you feel good about yourself, go right. If everything in life is alright, sometime we go back, so we can finally get our life on track. To the front now, keep dreaming big and go for what you want now. Every brick that through I use that to stand on. Stop being good to people, treat you different. Start listening to your heart, baby, move on. Go and find what make it happen, get your groove on. Get your groove on, get your groove on. Like you got a brand new pair of shoes on. Life is hard as you make it, cut your cruise on. Cut your cruise on, cut your cruise on. Somebody go left, go left. If you feel good about yourself, go right. If everything in life is alright, sometime we go back. We go back, so we can finally get our life on track. To the front now, keep dreaming big and go for what you want. Somebody go left, go left. If you feel good about yourself, go right. If everything in life is alright, sometime we go back, so we can finally get our life on track. To the front now, keep dreaming big and go for what you want. Somebody go left, go left. If you feel good about yourself, go right. If everything in life is alright, sometime we go back, so we can finally get our life on track. To the front now, keep dreaming big and go for what you want now. Sometimes in life we go back, so we can finally get our life on track. But that's alright, cause when we make it to the front, ain't no front. Just keep dreaming big and go for what you want. I know that's right.
All right, that's that Southern Soul music from my man Poker Jones, man. When I first saw you and saw you doing your thing on stage, man, you had everybody going left to right, left all over the place. You know, I mean, the praises and the numbers of people I see that love Southern Soul music is very honest, Mr. Bunker Jones. But the one we finna play now, we finna get into that one. This is the one, man. This is the one that's playing all throughout the region. The one that's actually making a lot of noise across with the Southern Soul movement. Dip, right, Mr. Bunker Jones?
Yes, sir. Man, I made the record, next record that we about to play. Mm-hmm. I made this record, Dip Baby, strictly for the couples. I made it to the fellas, bring the ladies to the floor. Ladies, bring the fellas to the floor. Right. You want to put your right hand behind your head, your left hand on her hip. And then whisper in that ear. Tell her, Dip Baby.
Yeah.
Dip Baby. The next record,
all right.
Dip Baby.
We're going to get right into it, then we're going to get right into it, man. It's an honor to be able to have you on here. I know a lot of people probably pulling in nuts, saying, oh, my God, Bunker Jones is on the Six Eyes Radio Network, man. Yes, he's on the Six Eyes Radio with Six Eyes and DJ ATLM Style and the Squad. All right, let's get to the song. Dip.
That feels good.
Louis, meet me in the queue.
Oh,
Hello, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them Jones boys. Cheetah Jones.
Yes, sir.
And Poker Jones. Cheetah, you hear that?
Come.
That dance floor calling my name.
Jones, man.
Powerful
enough, man. I appreciate you chopping through. National Recording Artists, y'all definitely give claps to Mr. my man, Poker Jones, for dropping through, man. Just play his new stuff and coming singles is popping right now. It's been blowing up in the market for a minute or two, and I just definitely wanted to get him on here on the Six Sides Radio Network. We made it happen. Definitely, you got any more new singles coming, popping, just make sure you give me a shout, Mr. Poker Jones, man. I know you got a lot to get back. I just wanted to get the crowd, and this is We're Around the World, so the new world know about the Southern music. But before I jump off, Poker Jones, tell them who you all are with the radio concern, man. You're a big-time radio DJ personality yourself, and you do a lot of the moving, a lot of this whole movement of music, man. You do a lot. Also, you're on Benny Carson's site. You're on a lot of major platforms out there across this world. So definitely go ahead and cite this before you get off the air.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, please just check out my website. My head is still bobbing from the music, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Nice, brother. Nice, right?
It was nice.
You like
yeah.
the music?
And I'm not no dancer. I'm not no dancer, but I really think I can learn those two songs. So those songs will
exactly,
be added. To,
they just feel
yeah,
good.
Those songs will be added to the Six Sides Radio rotation. They both will be added to the rotation on the Six Sides Radio Network. Man, feel free to come back. But what I need from you is two drops from you for the Six Sides Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. We got
you know how
that.
To do it.
My God, we got to get that. Oh, yeah, we got to get a drop from Parker Jones. That's one. That's the play, because, like I said, this guy is huge throughout the Southeast region, man. This guy right here is making a lot of moves out there, man. I mean, that whole Southern soul music movement right now is on his shoulder with him. Even with Sir Charles, man, because I didn't get a chance to see. He has a lot of collabos, but y'all get ready. Y'all watch out for Parker Jones, because people are moving all over the United States of America right now with him. He's popping, man. He's popping. He's right now doing it big. So I'm going to go ahead and get those drops set up, man. We definitely going to get that drop set for the Six Eyes Radio Network, Mr. Poker Jones. Man, we're going to definitely make that happen.
Hey, make sure y'all check out my website, man. I got a lot of my music on my website, songs I know you probably never heard. It's www.pokerjones, just my name, pokerjones.com.
Oh, and before you go,
okay.
Also let us know where you're going to be doing some future shows and concerts and stuff where you can be, where they can actually get a chance to see you, because we're in all those markets. So, Bethany, you can plug every market you're going into right now on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Well, I always keep my social media updated, and it's also just my name, Poker Jones. All my social media platforms, just my name. My website is my name, Poker Jones, P-O-K-A, last name Jones. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got you.
Poker Joe. All right.
Yeah, I got a lot of upcoming
shows. That's
what's
up, man.
I'm actually headed to headline a show. Got a big crowd, man.
Okay.
The DJ's been supporting my music, and I'm just going to go entertain the fans, man. Make this money, right, and have some fun.
There you go.
Well, I tell you one thing. Y'all in for a treat, man. Y'all going to be moving left and right, and like I said, this is one thing about Poker Jones. He's a family artist. You have your young babies all the way to grandma and great-grandma, and all of them in the line dancing, man. And, I mean, it's an honor to see that. When you see the audience that come out to see him, it's huge. It is very huge. Festivals and everything. If you out there and you're doing concerts and doing festivals, this is one that actually need to get right here. Guaranteed you'll have a great show right here. Y'all make sure I'm plugging y'all, letting y'all know y'all looking for somebody to do a big concert and do a big old festival with the whole family. Poker Jones is a man you need to look at, man.
Yeah, I try to make that family music.
Yeah,
man. I make that family feel good music. If you ain't a dancer, you're going to want to get up and vibe to it. It's just a vibe. You feel me?
Yeah. So before you go, who did those two tracks?
I actually just listen to producers. If I like your tracks, I just strictly buy the rights to them. I want the whole track. You feel me? If I like it, I'm going to lay my voice on it. I want whatever you charge for it. It's going to be mine, because I'm going to create something I don't want nobody else to get on. And I really want to get people that quality sound every time. So when you listen to the tracks, you see, I was taking pride in the fact that you could hear every word I was saying crispy clear. So I'm giving you real good quality audio and real good quality content, you know, something that everybody in your house could appreciate, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, man, we definitely going to link up. I'm going to be on the next album. So let's make it happen.
We definitely going to make that happen, Six Eyes. Ms. Poker Jones, also Mr. Six Eyes. is definitely a producer, writer. He worked with some of the cats that we probably have. You probably came across Tony Terry. Also worked with, go to the list. Give a list of all. I mean, Six Sides have dealt with a lot of people, man. You know, we have the boy comes through here all the time, Men at Large. He drops through every David. David comes through, and I know you came in contact with Dave plenty of times, Mr. Poker Jones. So
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So this family is very huge here. This is the Cleveland-based family, the Six Eyes Radio Network. But like you said, you are part of the family now, man. We definitely expect to hear more from you. And
man, I can't wait to get
Seven
Soul Artists. I can't wait to get to Cleveland and bless the stage, man. I got this music they need to hear, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like, this is the time.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down.
Yeah, I got to get to Cleveland, man. I got to get there, man.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to make that
we
happen now. We're going to get something popping here.
All right, man.
All right.
I love the people, and I appreciate the people that love the music, because at the end of the day, it's all about getting a good message out, a good quality message. And I try to make timeless music, so
yeah.
I appreciate everybody.
Yeah, and it's good to make music where everybody
music
can listen to it. You ain't got to. Yeah.
Right.
Family music
I just appreciate
best,
everybody that took time to listen to it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm very appreciative, man. I thank y'all for everything y'all doing. Man, DJ ATL, Atlanta Style, you know, the whole Cleveland family, we're just going to continue moving, man. It's a big movement. And like I said, I keep all my social medias updated. So you can check me out at Poker Jones. You know, that's all my social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And the website, once again, is www.pokerjones.com. Got a TV show.
Okay.
You know, I also support artists. So we just want to keep the movement going with everybody. Everybody supporting everybody, right?
That's right. And trust me, we're going to be doing some stuff with you, man, for Poker on your network, mm-hmm. too. So we definitely going to be dropping through. And man, says I'm definitely family here of the Six Sides Radio Network. We have good programming. And while we're sitting here, I'll go ahead and drop it. Remember, let Six Sides do it. Six Sides, go ahead and give our drop for our program through the week.
All right, so for the Six Eyes Radio Network, starting off Monday, get your Monday started off right with Motivation on Monday. That's with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. On Tuesday, our outreach program, Jerusalem, Word of the King with Tim Gruber. Wednesday is Wednesday Bible Study at 7 p.m. Thursday is the Jumbo Braille program. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, 8 Central. On Friday is the Squad, AJ and the Squad. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, 8 Central. On Saturday is Six Eyes and ATL, which you're on right now, kicking it with Six Eyes and DJ ATL. Sunday is the Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. That is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific. The Six Eyes Radio Network, put this number in your phone, 424-243-9617. Once again, that's 424-243-9617. Where the stars come, 6666 Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. So, Poker Jones, definitely, for thank you coming through. We got your song. It's a rotation. We're going to be popping it, man. Feel good. And we'll keep updated with you on everything, man. I'm going to let you go because I know you got to ride out. I know you got a lot of things to prepare for yourself. I know you're probably still on the road, too. So I'll definitely get at you. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, Mr. Six Eye, and the squad here.
Great music.
Right, and also our folks.
God bless y'all. God bless the whole team, and God bless everything everybody doing.
All right.
That's what's up, man. I really think I could do those two dances, and I'm not a dancer. But
they sound like something you should be able to do. I'm not saying don't work like that, but.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. I might let LeVar see how he does. definitely. So who we got with us, ATL? Who else is with us? Nicole, you still there?
We still got the crew. We also still got 1718 and 5 and also 2686. I press 1 to speak if you want to speak. I know they've been on for a while. They haven't pushed one.
Yeah, remember, do not open up those mics unless those hands are up.
That's right, and that's what I'm doing right now. So they have not opened their mics. Why their mic has not been open? 1-718-2686. If y'all feel free to speak, just hit the one and come right on in. So let's get back to something that I listened to the Entertainment Report and I listened to the Live Report. Azuri has been murdered, has been killed 16 times. Is he Jesus? I want to. That's the question I want to ask. Is he Jesus? Azuri, the gentleman that's our Qaeda leader, is he Jesus? Because every time we, when there's some problems going, his body and he's being blown up, or he's on some kind of roof, or he's in some kind of cave, or is he in somebody's car, and the cars all blow up, and he's gone. Then all of a sudden, again, he pops up, which y'all just talked about. He was sitting on a roof watching the sunset in Afghanistan somewhere, and they shot a missile so perfect that it didn't even hurt the building, but they blew his body to pieces. That's what I was told, and this is what they were describing. And I just, why are we making this guy Jesus? Because you kill him, and then next week, next couple months, he pops up again, and then we're killing him again. And I mean, I'm being funny. I'm not trying to be funny. They actually did a recall on this. I don't know if it's still on Google, but they had a recall of how many times they killed him, and they said they killed him 16 times. So I'm like, okay, wow. Since all the things that happened with Al-Qaeda and the bombing of Bin Laden, this guy's been able to still live with 16 times his life has been gone. So I don't know. I just had to put that out there. Also, I do want to send condolences out. I know we didn't mention this, and I know we just heard this week to Mr. Dozier. He passed this week, 81 years old. So definitely want to put prayers out there to him. And also, getting into something else. Trump. Okay. I mean, I think last week I told everyone on the air, and I said this. I said, you know, I was watching Facebook and Instagram and social media, and there was shadow face character of Trump, and they were saying gas prices. They were saying food. They were saying all these things. It's time for him to come back as president. I want to ask the committee on here, what's y'all take on that?
We're
anybody going to speak
president,
on it?
Former President Trump.
Yeah,
I think everyone just grabbed a sip of water.
tough topic
right here.
This topic is very
former
interesting
President Trump.
Because it's a very interesting topic
yes,
now
I'm,
because
I'm listening.
You know, I want to say add some more stuff to this that I'm saying too about Trump is that okay? I'm going to say these things and I want everyone to. Was he responsible for having a coup at the White House and taking legal documents to Marco Carlo, taking the paperwork and file classic papers
to
his house?
Say that name again. What's the name of that resort again?
Trump?
What's the name of that resort again? Say it again.
Oh, Mar-a-Lago. I'm killing the name Mar-a-Lago. I call it Marco Gargo. I don't know. I can't say it if you pay me to say it, Mr. Six Eyes. Mar-a-Lago. So I call it Mark. I gotta go.
Wow.
So everybody, I get. But anyway, he took his stuff. Now let me ask y'all this, and I just need to ask y'all that, and get back to the question about him saving. Now those two things up. Now he's done those two things. Now let me get. If I mentioned those two things, is kind of like you can put in his corner and say he started a coup. Well, did he start a coup, or did he take the legal papers down to Marco Gargo, whatever it is. Marco Gargo, whatever the place name is. But let's get back to the main question. Is it at this point of America and this time, will you try to elect President Trump back as president, and do you think that he can solve the most of the problems that's happening in the United States of America right now at this time?
Well, so here's the thing. First of all, if Gavin Newton doesn't run against him, there's nobody else that's going to that I think that's going to top him, unless somebody just comes out of rule where like an independent comes out. Hillary, she's not going to throw her hat back in the ring, I don't believe. So he'll have a good chance of getting back in there in 2024, despite everything, despite the insurrection of January 6th, all that. He's going to get back in there if there's not a strong opponent that's going to run against him. He's going to possibly get back in there, you know. But my whole thing about these boxes of documents, I would say that would be on his staff. That's on his staff. I mean, he's not responsible for packing up the White House. I can't see him putting up little trinkets in a box and taking it away. You know, so I believe that was up to his staff. The staff, whoever packed up the White House, I think that should be on them. You know? What do you all think?
I don't think he should get back in there, period. I think he should move as far as he can away from it. I think he shouldn't even be able to touch the White House, him or his family. None of them.
First off, okay, now Six Eyes, you know, I just did a show. I like to shake my ass. You know? But first off, I don't understand.
Hey, Trump, how you doing, man?
I was doing fine.
How you doing, Trump?
I didn't hear ATL. Six Eyes,
but before you go any farther, I gotta ask you a question, and this is a serious question, man. You know, you got the Republican base going crazy right now. I mean, they are fired up. They saying now they can take the White House. They're gonna vote for you, and they're gonna make sure you become the president of the United States. And I even hear that you got a huge pool of African Americans. They really, really don't like Joe Biden. I mean, they really said Joe Biden was a mistake. They can't believe how bad this whole scenario is going on. People can't afford food. They can't afford their groceries. Every time they look around, their rent has went 12 times higher than the price is. Do you know that in the worst parts of Atlanta, you actually have, for one bedroom apartment, it's costing $1,800 in Atlanta, and they're saying it's 12 times more than everywhere across the country. So I have to ask you this serious question, and this is something else I got, these two serious questions I got. Did you start a coup January the 6th? And you trying right now, since with all of the classified boxes, are you trying to, you know, sell those secrets to other countries? I have to ask those questions. I'm sorry, but, you know, I mean, I do support you, Trump, but, you know, I have to ask these questions to know whether you are fit to become president. Because, I mean, wow, I mean, you did tell the people to go peaceful up there too, and up to this Capitol. But at the same time, these people don't even know what peace means. I mean, am I right about that?
Okay, are you going to shut the hell up and let me answer and quit asking me questions? Okay, first up, give me a bucket of cranberry. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Trump. All right, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead, Trump. Go ahead.
Light ice. Light ice. Okay, first off, you're starting to start shit, okay, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Okay, Six Eyes, my friend, he's never came to me and asked me any crazy questions like this. Did I start an insurrection of January 6th? Absolutely not. I said that we would march in peace to the White House, okay? I did not grab the steering wheel of the car. That's false information, okay? And look, I'm the president. I am not responsible for packing up the White House, okay? I got my suits, I got my wallet, and that's all that I took. I did not pack up the White House. So I'm not responsible for what was in the box of these documents that they're talking about. They raided my home. What's the name of my home, ATL? You don't even know it. The shit your face. You can't even pronounce it.
Right.
Okay.
No, you good with me. No, you good with me, Trump. No, you good. You hit it all off. Now, I mean, it makes sense.
No,
you know, it does make sense. You didn't pack that. You did not touch the steering wheel. Because, I mean, I was trying to figure that one out. But I said, how can you touch the steering wheel all the way in the back? And also,
that's
those big security guys.
That's
too.
Yeah, that bird. Am I sounding hip enough for you? That bird. Yeah, so like I said, all I want to do is just run for 2024, and hopefully you guys vote for me six eyes. Don't you turn your back on me now, okay? And everyone, the banker ladies, do I have your support for 2024? Hello?
Perhaps if you just kept running, just run past 2024. Don't stop. Don't hit a podium. Just keep running, because the things that are before you are insurmountable. If you weren't able to do well in your first term, I'm not exactly certain how now you will be able to come back and address things.
Okay, so now you're starting shit. Okay, the first off, you have to understand it's a very hectic job being commander in chief. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did the when I was president. What was the gas prices? What was the gas prices when I was president? Huh?
They were lower. They were lower.
Exactly. Now you all can't even afford gas to put in your car. Okay, Biden. Or Trump. Biden or Trump. If you're smart, you'll go with Trump. Hey, anyone else want to say anything? Anyone else? Who else on the line want to say something to Trump?
I mean, your golf game wasn't even, like, that solid during your first term. I'm just saying, since we're speaking freely, being added to your list, Your golf game was really not all that golf game was not that tight. And that's something you love to do. I'm just not certain. You really, really love to golf. I mean, aside from talking trash, you love to golf. And your golf game was even that strong in your first tenure.
Okay, I'm sorry. What the hell does that have to do with me running the country, okay? What does that have to do with it? Look here. I've never seen Biden in a golf club.
He doesn't play golf as much as you do. He doesn't play as
all
much
right.
as you do. You love golf. You love golf.
Are you here to look, are you here to start shit with me or what?
No, I was just saying, I mean, you're going to have to really really roll your sleeves up in 2024 if you're thinking to address the issues we have before us now, because that's where we're at now. We're at what's happening now. And what is now was not what it were when you were in office. So if you're really serious, Trump, about doing that, I'm saying you're going to have to love what's before you to solve problems for real.
Yes.
And you're going to have to love that more than you love golf. And I'm saying you love golf, and those numbers weren't even that strong in your first term. I mean, that's it.
Okay, there you go, starting. Okay, all right. ATL, put on some Michael Jackson so I can shake my ass, and then we'll continue this conversation. I have to hit the dance floor, and then we'll be back to continue. Michael Jackson right now on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That number, I have it in my phone. That number is Six Eyes. That number is 424-243-9617. Put that number in your phone. It's a new show called The Squad, AJ and the Squad. Check that show out on Friday. That's at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, and 8 Central, okay? Play the song. Here
you go, Trump. I got one more thing to say. I got something to ask you. Let me ask you this, and this is a very serious question. You got to answer this one, and I know you probably still, you might understand. What's your feeling on Obama right now, or how do you feel how Obama feels? Do you think Obama feels the same way you did when you were talking to him?
His wife is very beautiful.
No.
I think Michelle is very beautiful. Yes, if that's what you're asking me, Michelle Obama is drop-dead gorgeous. Yes. Is that what you were asking me?
I don't think so.
Yes, she's beautiful. Very elegant.
Sophisticated.
Yes. Now play the Michael Jackson song, you punk.
Wow. That was deep. That was real deep.
Wow.
Yeah, we had Trump on
here. You better
get
this up.
Hey, I got Trump. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, I'm getting ready to make a debut tonight. And, Six Eyes, before you go, this is the song I think everyone wants. I want everyone to listen to this song. And it's a remake. And it's actually with Beyonce.
Okay.
And it's actually
right, so
with
it
Ron Isley. Yeah,
check
we're
it out.
To debut
you
this on
song,
the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Before you play that song, play Off the Wall mm-hmm. by Michael Jackson. Then you play that song. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Off the Wall.
Thank you very much, Six Eyes. I didn't want this deep frying fish, but if he doesn't listen, that's what's going to happen. I don't know.
Just hope you're not going to be frying fish 45. Just saying.
You know what? Get her off the air. Get her off.
Frying fish. French fries.
Okay, so now everyone picks with shrimp. Okay. Hey, Theo, what the hell are you doing? Oh, yeah.
Let that soul loose deep inside your soul. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Six Eyes. That's my favorite song. You always know when I come through and fall through the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's my song where I shake my ass. So thank you for that.
You're what?
Yes, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That part.
Okay.
That part.
That's not
yeah.
that part.
That part.
Yeah, yeah, really, not
part.
Not that part.
Not
really,
that part.
Prefer not to know about that part.
That's
yeah,
right.
Let's skip that part.
Yeah, you keep that mm-hmm. part.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm hip. I'm hip. That's the hip talk. Yeah.
Because you got a bad
all
hip.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, since we got Trump on the line,
what's up,
LeVar and Trump? We got the whole crew lined up here. We getting ready to make that debut, man. We finna play that new Beyonce featuring Ron Isley, man. This remake. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this one, man. Let's get into it right now. Let's go. Beyonce featuring Ron Isley.
The Isley Brothers from the Six Eyes Radio Network. People.
Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. Yes, that is the new.
Yeah.
The late new song featuring Ron Ozzy and Beyonce. Say it. I'm sorry, Six. Let me get you dropped in here, man. What did you think of that?
Well, definitely a nice song. Shout out to the Carters and the Isleys from the Six Eyes Radio Network, where the stars come, 666 Eyes Radio. Yeah, man, very nice song. Very nice.
Okay, I'm going to be judgmental on this. I think that's one of my favorite Ron Isley songs. I mean, I love Footsteps in the Dark. And that is the second one that I always feel that I really like, because I like how the tempo is so mellow. It goes in and it goes down to the end. Say it. Beyonce on it. I just want to know, did you think that was, I mean, I'm looking at it from a critical side. Adding her to it, was it to give it the sauce, or it was just made it average? I mean, I'm Jackson. I want you, I really want your opinion on it.
What that was right there was Bridging the Gap. That song was made in the 70s, in the early 70s. Okay,
right.
Beyonce's a relatively new artist. To the point of being reintroduced to the Generation X, the younger people, 19 to 20, in their 20s. So they're being introduced to Beyonce, but that was like legend versus Beyonce. Okay, a legend, iconic singer. And Beyonce is getting there in her own right. You know, some people label her that too, and well on her way to being iconic. You know, if not, they perceive to be that already. So that song right there was Bridging the Gap, you know, introducing the old to the new with a collaboration.
I think that was what, okay. Well, I mean, I kind of agree with that. I think that is a good symbol, but I'm trying to listen to it, and I tried thinking about it, and I said, well, you know, does it say something like, well, we say, okay, because you can't own that. That's a hard song to take. You never take that from Ron Isley and the Isley Brothers. But could she, like, okay, her being on it, does it make her, wow, wait a minute, Beyonce, wow, that's on another level. Oh, wow, she just completely took over that. That song is like, my God, it's just, now it's just took it to another level. But what I'm looking at it is that, there's some things I was hearing in the background.
So check it out. So the original song, Isley was singing to the woman, okay? Girl, You All I Need. Okay, so she flipped it, Boy, You All I Need. So that's for us. That song, she was singing to us. You understand?
That changed everything.
So it was a flip.
Singing to us. Okay, I got you.
Come on, man. Wow.
Okay. I had a discussion, and I'm going to say this. It's your boy, DJ ATL. I had a discussion with a couple female DJs, and they were like, that song doesn't – it's a classic, but Beyonce, they should have had someone else that's more versatile on that kind of song. That's known for that kind of material versus someone,
Michael,
you're pulling someone out. Oh,
like who?
They threw a couple names out there.
No, not them.
Summer Walker.
What do you think? What do you think?
I still listen to it. It's still a classic. The question that I'm having is, did this one here, does it make sense for Beyonce? Because I'm more or less, when I look at Beyonce, and this is something that I did think hugely a thought. I had a huge thought process about this. To me, when I hear Beyonce, I hear Tina Turner. I hear pop and rock. I hear that guitar. I hear a strong sound where it's not so comfortable. It's more moving all around the floor. She's dancing. She's moving. So it's kind of like, she's always been Bills. She's always been moving, like going side to side, moving around, and then smack, she's in something like this one. And it's kind of like it slows it down. Does that make any sense to you, Mr. Six Eyes?
No, you're not making sense, because that tells me you're clearly not a Beyonce fan.
Beyonce, she's R&B more than pop. She has pop songs, Single Ladies, Formation. She has pop songs, but Beyonce is clearly an R&B singer before she's pop, clearly. So I don't know how long you've studied Beyonce, but clearly she's more R&B than pop.
I'm not – see, this is where I kind of cross. I think she's R&B, but R&B on the side of Tina Turner. I just think that that's what I'm trying to say as far as her style and how she comes across and what kind of audience. If you – when you talk to people, they'd like, oh, my God, Tina Turner – I can see her I can see her doing that one over. I really do I really do.
Okay, so when you compare her to Tina Turner, give me five songs where you can compare her to Tina Turner that she's made. Give me five songs of Beyonce.
I'm going to give you some right now. This is a great conversation. We're having a great conversation here. Yeah, all right. I'm finna
be a better question.
I want to give you songs today. Okay. All right. I just want to get some material. I'm trying to get, because I want to give you the right songs by Beyonce. I just want to give you the songs that I compare. Okay. I want to go the classic ones, the ones that's coming into her form, the ones when she was at things. I'm talking about Love on the Top. I always thought that's a good song. Running the World, that's another one that I felt that can be considered almost like a Tina Turner song. You remember that one, Run the World? Love on Top?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Her sound to me, and I'm not saying that this song that she just did with Ron Isley is a bad song. I'm just saying when I listen to her, I just see her more of it. Even when she one of the songs that right now she's definitely did well at too on this album that she just dropped is Breaking My Soul. She actually remixed that song, and they actually to her and Beyonce. So, and then she did a strong song, which I say again, on that album with Grace Jones. Yes, Grace Jones is back, y'all. Did you know Grace Jones on a song with her on her album?
The new one?
You talking about Renaissance?
Yeah. Did you know that, Six Eyes? Yeah, Grace Jones. You know the Grace Jones actor, the one who used to go Flavor Flav back in the day? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Flavor Flav, but you know Grace Jones. Cut here. Yeah, she's actually on this new album. She's actually on the album.
Yeah.
When you listen to... And you actually listen to Beyonce, I kind of got, that's what came to me, the whole concept. And when I started thinking about it, I said, you know, she's catering to a more like always been creating through that pop R&B market like Tina Turner. I would never tell nobody that Tina Turner is not R&B. Tina Turner is straight R&B completely too. She's a soul singer too. And that lane is there. So I'm not knocking the song with Ron Isley. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I just say, to me, I just think that I would love to see Tina Turner. I mean, not Tina Turner, but I would love to see Beyonce do a couple of Tina Turner remakes. I think that would be hot.
Well,
what
do
you think?
Beyonce,
think about that one. Think about that. Think about that. Think about it hard. Because that her audience is almost key to that. And when she did something with Tina Turner and she had Oprah, she induced Tina Turner to her generation. Like I said, Ron Isley to me, like I said, Say It, and all those songs, you know, those are great songs, but it's just to me, Beyonce, it's like that's not the kind of material we're known for her career, been known for doing slow songs. All of a sudden she's doing slow R&B songs. Who? You know, they're like, you know, that audience like, huh? And it's a new audience. They're like, huh? Who's that? Ron? Oh, okay. Well, didn't Ron Isley? Is that song unique now? Is it real that unique?
Hell yes.
I mean,
it's unique to us. Yes, it's unique.
Huh?
I know, it's singing a duet, and that's what I'm saying. But I, right, it's singing to a duet, and you sing it. But I'm saying, and I'm not saying it's a bad song. I just, when I look at the overall on that, because this is what someone else hit me up. They were like, you know, it's not bad, and it's not, it's great, but not great. It's like, you know, it's something that, you know, you will always look and you will always say, okay, you ask anybody in the era, that era, and even probably this era, what would you rather listen to, Ron Isley in the era, say it, with his original version, or would you listen to Beyonce? Well, and then probably was going, hands down, going to say they're not going to look to your Beyonce version. It's going to play it out. That's what I'm saying. It's going to play it out.
Well, you're not arguing your point good at all.
I am. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm trying to say it right. What do you think? Could we put that in a classic vote? Let's say that. Can we put this version with Beyonce in a classic vote with Ron Isley with this song?
Years passed, eventually, yes. But what you have to understand is, and we're going to go around the room and get the anchors' opinion, and if anybody else want to give their opinion on what they thought about the song. So, again, the thing about it, versus the 70s versus the 2000s, when Ron Isley made the song, he was singing to the lady, "Girl, You All I Need," okay? Beyonce flipped it. In 2022, Jay-Z is the one that's married to Beyonce. Okay, so Beyonce has male fans. Beyonce has male fans. So she was catering to us by singing the song, "Boy, You All I Need." Okay? That was the flip of the song. But the whole purpose of the song was two people coming together. Beyonce is going toward iconic status, and Ron Isley is already iconic status. Purpose of the song was bridging the gap, bringing the old with the new, introducing the old to the new. That's what the purpose of the song was. The bonus is she's singing to the guys. That's the bonus. Now let's go around the room and let's get our anchor women opinions on that. What do you think, ladies?
I think it's a great song. Well, excellent. I think it's a good song. I like the song myself.
Okay. Nicole?
I would agree that it is a nice song. I do like the aspect of the celebration of love over the decades, now including both partners in a relationship. I do like that approach. I'm still partial to the classical, but I appreciate the now inclusiveness of saying love is for two. And with that being said, I appreciate the energy that they presented.
Mhm. That was a good song. Beyonce is singing to the guys. That's a beautiful thing, though.
Right, which is nice. Yeah.
Mhm. So, anybody else want to give their opinion on it? We got anybody with their hands up?
All right. Anybody else have anything else to say? All right. Y'all have spoken. Y'all think it's a good song. Y'all think it does. Oh, I apologize. It's your boy, DJ ATL, on the Six Sides Radio Network. Y'all basically is saying that since it does give, and Six Sides, you the first one to notice that, it gives a different point of view from a male's standpoint and from a female standpoint, and also it makes all of us be incorporated into this song. So I think maybe I have to look at it differently than what they were saying to me earlier today and say that the song might have a status of being on and holding up on its own. But still, like we said again, and I'm not expecting this, and this is what someone dropped to me today when the intro did "Ribbon of the Sky" over and made it their own. What was another group that they said that did their take and made it their own? Do you think that on this level, do you think Beyonce
and her working with Ozzy made it her part her own. That's what I'm at. And that part has to be put in classical gold.
Yes, she did. She did, yes.
Okay.
So it's the same. So it's,
and do
so
y'all
the
ladies think the same way, too? Do y'all think the same way, too, with that? Does it make it classical now that version and make it to the way where we say it's a classic? Ask your ladies that, the two ladies. Hello?
Well, I mean, I would say that it has the potential to be deemed a classic. Time will tell what the final word on that is. I mean, almost 50 years ago, the original was created and definitely is a classic. Now that they've made it a duo, I mean, it has the potential to because of its inclusivity, it has the potential to become a classic because it's including both sides in romance, in a romantic encounter relationship. So, I mean, we'll see. But Beyonce kept in line. It sounds just like the original classic as far as to me and its melody and tempo. You know, the gist of it, it's still there. It's just now adding in, you know, that love is for both in a relationship. So, I mean, it has the potential to be a classic. But time, to me, in my opinion, time will bring us that. We'll be way up in age by the time we get to this becoming a classic, though, I believe.
Okay.
And I believe that, you know, we have to start looking at Beyonce a little different. Beyonce is not still that, you know, that little single lady and all, but she done did a lot of stuff now. She done did a lot of stuff. She done got a little older. She done had some children. Not saying that has nothing to it, but her singing and everything changed when she goes through different stages of her life. Her singing and stuff changes. The way she make music changes. You know, it's like her and Jay-Z, they together. You know, like they show more love now since they done got older. Everything changes with them. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I think it's a great song. I think it's an awesome, amazing song, and people just have to look at Beyonce for who she is now. She's a different, totally artist, you know, since she done got older. She's not the same artist she was when she first started off with the girls with her, and then when she first became single, she's a totally different artist now. And she does a lot of different things. She's her own woman now. She does her own thing, you know. She does everything herself. She's different now. And you know, we have to accept her for what she is. Now she's different. She's totally different now than she was when she first began. That's what I think.
True. Good point.
All right. Anybody else got their hands up? Anybody else? Well, once again, we want to thank everybody that listened to us tonight here on Kicking It with Six Eyes and DJ ATL and our anchor ladies, Nicole and Pride and Joy. I want to thank you all. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Are the chairs comfortable for you?
We
spent a lot of money
my
here.
Intro. Right. I know y'all
Dude,
making. I got to get my bills paid. I just realized that.
Dude, if you cut me off one more time,
sorry,
I promise you'll be fine.
Go ahead, sis.
I promise. Now, are the chairs comfortable?
Yes, it's comfortable.
Okay, that's to the that's
I wanted to finish
the
saying the thing about Beyonce. I wanted to finish saying one more thing about Beyonce, and I kind of my phone's been acting up. I apologize for that. I want to say one thing. Beyonce has always been an artist that's very showmanship. She's all over the floor. She's moving one place. She's moving that. She's moving just like how Tina would move all over the place. She's not a standstill artist. And I think that to me, and this is just my take on her as far as her as an artist, I don't expect for her, even as she moves in a different direction, her to lose and not go into the direction of saying what's true to her, what her audience always wants to see for her. They like seeing her move all over the place. They like seeing her dance. They like seeing her with high-tempo songs. So her dropping down to these kind of songs to them is kind of confusing to them because they're like, okay, wait a minute, you know,
That's not, you have Sade's, you have those kind of artists. Why would I need to see Beyonce? I have the Summer Walkers. I have those kind of artists that should be doing these kind of duets versus then her, because when I'm an entertainer and I go want to see Beyonce, I want to see Beyonce in those drunk dance, pumping, moving, got me up on the floor, got me dancing. And I'm not talking for me, I'm talking from a female standpoint too, so that's moving all over the place. You don't want to see her in a place because that's not her object.
Lewis, what I would really like you to do is you have to research music. Now, Beyonce is R&B and pop R&B. Okay? If you go through her catalog, you will see it's a balance of R&B songs versus pop songs. So she's given each audience what they want. Okay? She's given each audience what they want. She's not just strictly pop. She's not just strictly R&B. She gives you a balance of both musical compositions. Okay? I need you to research Beyonce before you try to argue a point based off one song, okay, which I've explained to you, is Bridging the Gap, Ron Isley, legendary artist. Beyonce is on the verge of legendary status, iconic, okay? And that's what the purpose of that song was, okay? Research her catalog, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay? That's very important. It's very important to know artists that you're going to talk about. Know their history of their music before you start talking about breaking down the album. See, this is why we haven't started that segment yet of breaking down the album. Because if we broke down Off the Wall tonight, do you think you could break that out, that whole album down? If we were to do that right now?
A lot of classics on that album. There's a lot of songs on that album. You're right. Different sounds. Definitely.
So if I took five songs and you took five songs, could you break down each song that you picked and explain it?
Hello?
Do I need to repeat? I said, down Off the Wall tonight. If I pick five songs and you pick five songs, could you break down your five songs that you pick?
I mean, it'll be a challenge. I need to do research first before I break them down.
Okay, that's my point. So what I'm saying to you is...
No, that's what I said. That's right. You're right. You have to have research done.
Right. So that's all I'm saying to you, because I would not dare talk sports. You know, I don't know nothing about sports. Queen knows more about sports than I do. I don't know nothing about sports. Okay? So I would not dare go into a conversation talking about sports. I can't name a person on half these teams, basketball or football. So what I'm saying to you is study the music, and then we can have a great discussion on it.
I definitely will do that next time. That's a Six Sides Radio Network. Six Sides. What we're getting into now, We're 8 minutes out, and what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about?
Well, tomorrow on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, join us for the best in gospel, where you get your prayers on without leaving the house.
Oh, yeah.
6 Eyes Gospel Show. That is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, the 6 Eyes Gospel Show. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That number is 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. And make sure you like the 6 Eyes Radio Facebook pages. There's three. All right. The 6 Eyes Radio Network page, like that page. It's 6 Eyes Radio Network on Facebook. Also like AJ and the Squad on Facebook. Also like For the Love of 6 Eyes Media Group. So those are three pages that you can follow, and we appreciate you. So I guess you're the only one here from the squad tonight, Pride and Joy, unless they're on mute and don't want to say nothing. But nonetheless, hello.
Hello.
No. All right, right, right. Yes, she is the only one tonight. Also got coming in, Miss Angel just dropped in. I think she wants to say something. Hey, Angel, how are you?
All right.
I'm good. How are everybody doing?
What
up? Hey,
what up?
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, that's good. I just want to say out to everybody, just continue staying safe, be positive. One of my homegirls, baby, just caught the monkey pox, and she's not doing good. And then last night, my cousin, her father just passed away last night in a coma. So I just want to put a prayer up for her. And everybody stay safe and stuff and stay positive.
Well, definitely condolences to your family. Yeah, sorry for your loss. On behalf of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we're sending prayers. We're praying for strength and comfort for your family at this difficult time. Sorry to hear about your loss. Sorry about that little baby with the monkeypox. And we just covered this tonight here on the Six Eyes Radio Network about monkeypox. I mean, we do more than just play music here, you know. So we have a new segment, Angel. We have the two anchor ladies, Nicole and Pride and Joy. So they do the anchor news. Pride and Joy does the entertainment news, and Nicole does the local and national news. So we talked about the monkeypox tonight. Yeah. So you see the importance of washing your hands.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very important.
Very important. I do have something to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Six. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You already jumped me. Go ahead. It's cool.
This is very important. I need to apologize to LBG community for this monkeypox stuff, and I need to do a more of a huge apology to America. Well, the problem is we have people running around saying the monkeypox disease is a LBG community virus. That is not true. And you only can get it messing with two hetero males. That's not true. They've been putting this out, and I want to apologize to the LBG community because I also want to apologize to them on a lot of forums because they're the ones mainly right now scared of their life. They do get threatened. They do get killed in what they feel freely trying to do to themselves. You know, if they think they're a glove, they should still be able to live in society without being killed or trampled. I was looking at some numbers today, and I was just appalled that I said, dang, I think I've been selfish because I don't understand their lifestyle. I write them off as, oh, man, that's just something, and it's just what it is. And to say that is wrong when there's so many bad things that happens to them. You know, they lose jobs, they lose opportunities because of what they believe in. And I think everyone as a human person in America that has freedom should not be put under that kind of scrutiny. And I should be the first to talk about that as a black person, as a black male. I've been discriminated so many times in so many ways. And black people, as black men, we have. So that just makes it even more. And I feel for my LBG community people who are black men, who are people of color. They go through even just more worse scenarios. So I stand my hand and I apologize if I said anything to offend y'all in the past on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I hope y'all accept my apology. I really consider that. I think that I need to, you know, make sure that if I said anything that was harmful or wrong, I apologize.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, because we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we're a non-judgmental station. We are a non-judgmental station. We accept everyone. No one's better than the other, you know. And, you know, self-expression. People have to express themselves how they feel they want to express themselves. It's not up to us to decide what they do. It's not up to us, you know. A lot of people want to get into the psychological part of it. They want to say this and that. I mean, nobody knows why a person, you know, Now, some people say that when they're young, they know. They say they did a study on 2020 where it was a study where a girl was playing with a truck and the boy was playing with a doll. Okay, so they said, well, what's right about this picture? They said, well, normally the boy will be playing with the truck and the girl will be playing with the doll. But this is when they introduced that about their orientation of what they felt and what they identified as. This is way before the transgender thing came in to what it is right now. They did this study, and they say, you know, with the X and Y chromosomes, they say I guess these are supposed to be experts, said that there was a split in the chromosomes, which made them feel as though one identifies a male and a male would identify as a female when it first came on like that. But my whole thing is, let them be them. You know, don't hurt them. Don't beat them up, because they don't deserve that. If this is who they feel comfortable being, let them be that. You know? And that's what it's all about. Those are my thoughts. What do you all think?
I feel everyone has the right to free will and make decisions for their lives, as long as it's not hindering others and themselves in a way that would be detrimental. With that being said, we all could have a story to share about being mistreated based on another's opinion of what we ought and ought not be or behave. And it's been hurtful and hindering to just the life process, growing to know yourself, to be okay being yourself. So just in general, as it's been shared here tonight, we ought not hinder others based on our point of view, and we ought to check in on our point of view and make certain that we can be as open as possible to be inclusive, because we're all human beings at the foundation, and free will is everything. We are able to make decisions based on free will for our lives. So, yeah, everyone has the right to live, just, you know, hoping that in that living we're not deliberately, willfully trying to harm another. And I don't think lifestyle choices is necessarily a harm to the community at large, though many may feel differently about that. But whether you like it or not, it is a decision, and one does have the right to make it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I feel, as long as you're not just, if you're not beating up on people, because you got some hate groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if they see a group of people and they don't identify with them, they'll beat them up.
Right. That hinders their life.
All right.
Just because someone doesn't like what they want to believe in, that's a major hindrance to their life. We all have the right to be safe.
Yeah.
Mhm. Absolutely. Anyone else?
I just wanted to make sure that I did at my diligence. I think that a lot of us are still learning. I would not like for anyone, I don't care what nationality, what color, what your gender, what you are, never to feel fear every time you walk out the door, because someone's going to try to harm you because they don't understand where you're coming from. So I'm one of those people right now that's doing transition and trying to learn. And I don't like those things to be bad on me. And if I don't want those things to be bad on me, I shouldn't want those things to be bad on anyone else. So that's why I think that I do owe the LBG community an apology. I owe them for some of the things that I have said in the past, saying that, you know, I don't think that they go through the same abilities of black people do. And that is completely wrong. That's a lie from hell. So I think that they are more likely to get in a situation, going, if they go into the wrong venue, wrong place,
doing what they are, being a transgender, that something might happen to them. And I can't sit up here and make up those things and say those things are not going on. So I feel about it, and that's why I have to at least give knowledge and improvise and educate people on how people should be respected. So every LGBTQ person should have the same respect as me or anyone else that's out here trying to live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
2-6 hours, I am growing.
Going back. You are, very, you are grown. You know, we all are grown.
We are.
And that's the goal.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I disagree that we're all growing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. As you live, you keep growing.
That's it.
Because nobody knows everything.
Huh?
I know for certain I don't. I said, I know for certain I don't know everything. So I want to continue to grow and learn each day.
Yeah, it's a lot to learn. I mean, so much. And like I said earlier in the show, which everyone probably heard me when I said that I don't know logic anymore. I mean, I used to know how to go, and I was taught to go 1 + 1 = 2 and 3 + 3 = 6. But now they have different numbers. But, hey, it is what it is, and I have to just stay back and definitely make sure I don't disrespect anyone and let people have their opinion and let them feel what they should feel with. And I think that that's how we grow as humans. We have to live in this world. We didn't create it. We was put here. So there's a rule book, so we have to respect everyone.
Hey, that was a two-part line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It's yellow and
Pac sat down a lot too. Hey, trust me. Me and Pac sat down and talked. So, hey, yeah, it probably was his line.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, let's get straight to it. Let's get straight to it, man. We're going to be coming back next week. I definitely want to give thanks for Poker Jones dropping through. Right now, he's doing real good numbers in America with his thing. And he just got picked up by one of the most, I say the most high intelligent person right now. They said this gentleman actually has an underground city in Atlanta, Georgia. I haven't met him yet. I just possibly will be meeting him soon. Mr. Carson, Billy Carson. Huge person about the Emirate Tables. He talk about the universe. He talk about history, where everything going. And his followers are very huge Republicans, which is very interesting. And I kind of laugh and tickle because I wanted to say that he has a huge Republican base that follow him. Bill Carson is very, very well spoken. He talks about a lot of historical stuff, from aliens to spaceships to a whole line of stuff about how knowledge and how knowledge is passed through the brain and how we go. So big ups to him. And this guy has his own network, and he actually, you know, is playing Poker Jones music on his network. So that's big ups. Uh-huh. Big ups.
All right. And like I said, we here are playing both his songs are put in rotation here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And like I said, those are two songs. And we're going to see if LeVar Spiegelman can learn these songs. Who's a shout out to LeVar Spiegelman. I said your name. Now, don't say anything. Don't get mad. LeVar Spiegelman, what's up? Yeah?
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Also, big shout out to Angel. I don't know if she made it back in here, but she's supposed to be here. She got knocked off for a second. Did you have anything else to say before we get up out of here, Miss Angel?
I just want to just say that I'm just going to pray for my friend, baby, her daughter, and her 6-year-old, is got the monkey thoughts real bad. And I want to pray for my cousin. You know, she lost her father and stuff. I just want to pray for everybody, and everybody to stay positive and stay blessed, and continue talking to y'all again.
You know, Angel, good to hear from you. You know, you've been through a lot, and it's my prayer that next week when you call in here, you can call in here and relax. You can call in here and give a good report about that baby with the monkeypox recovering, and you can have a week where you will not lose any loved ones because you've been going through it. So that's my prayer to you. I mean,
Thank you.
It started with, yeah,
It started with Bobby Brown. How is Bobby Brown doing?
Huh?
Your cousin. How is Bobby Brown doing? And your Uncle Bobby. How are they doing?
I don't know. He had something to do with his lungs or something. He wasn't like moving or nothing. So this really like her first time seeing. She haven't seen him in years.
And this is your father's brother.
He
correct?
Died. He died at home, and he wasn't speaking or anything.
Who?
He wasn't. Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? My cousin.
I'm talking about your uncle Bobby. How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing real good. He just had like a nervous. I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you. He had like a nervous breakdown about my dad. You know, my dad passed away. So I try to be out there. I try to stay strong. You know, I be missing him. Like the other day, I was crying and stuff. But I think God gave me a sign. But I did see my dad in my dream, and I'm glad that he gave me the opportunity to talk to me. But my uncle, he trying to stay strong. He just still can't believe that he gone. So he be okay. How you been doing?
Yeah. You know what? I'm making it. I'm making it. You know, it's still fresh with me for my mom. You know,
mm-hmm.
It just made 6 months. She just had a birthday 3 days ago. 2 days before that, I lost my sister. So that was rough. My sister's birthday is coming up, so it's like I don't catch a break in August. I've just been making it, you know, with God's prayers. You know, I've been making it. Yeah.
I don't know. I could say one thing. It's very hard when you lose somebody, especially, you know, I don't have a dad. I got a mom, but it's hard. So I continue praying for me and take one day at a time and just go do my life how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing about it, if you're still blessed to have your parents, at least one parent, consider yourself blessed. Myself, my parents are both in the sky. My whole family's in the sky. My mother, father, sister, brother, they're all in the sky. You know, so if you still have your parents, consider yourself blessed. If not, hold on to the memories because that's what's going to help get you through. And, yeah.
And I'm going to put my prayer for you, too. You stay strong, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And they go for you, too, DJ ATL. You stay strong and positive, too,
yeah.
Okay?
And the two women on the line, Nicole and Pride and Joy, they lost their parents, too. So we all got to just rally around each other, give each other hugs, and be there
mm-hmm.
for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the moment that I like to do right here when I play my drop it. Don't get that, so... Six hours. Go ahead and close.
Oh, we can't
out.
Forget that.
I missed that.
DJ ATL, to let us know. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it.
All right, guys. Good night, everyone. Have a safe weekend and be attendance tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the gospel show is very inspirational, man, and y'all check that out. And also, man, y'all have a safe beginning week because it actually starts tomorrow on Sunday, goes down to Monday to Friday. Y'all have a safe week. So
you
check us out.
Night.
We'll be back next Saturday. We'll be back next Saturday. I'm doing this again, trying to make it happen. And we'll see what goes on next week, man. I just got it. This week. It's interesting, man. I don't even want to say nothing. It's just an interesting thing going on now. We just going through the motions. And I always do one thing. I want everybody to know. Put God first. Walk with Jesus. Say it. Walk with God. Walk with God.
Walk with God.
Walk with God.
Walk with God.
And that's going to keep you going, man. And that's all I can – that's the only thing I can – that's the greatest advice that I think I can give anybody out here.
because when you walk and think about God, everything is going to be a lot better.
Right.
A lot better.
Amen.
All right, we are out. We are out. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, here live with the Six Eyes Network, kicking in with DJ ATL, Six Eyes, and the squad, some of the members of the squad. And don't forget, y'all check this show out exclusively. Oh, don't want to forget Angel being on here, too. Angel dropped through, and also my girls with the
right.
Entertainment Report.
It was Nicole and Pride and Joy. Say goodnight, y'all.
Yeah,
good night,
Nicole,
good night, good night.
Right, yeah, Nicole and Friday Joy, y'all make sure. And I know y'all love them. They come through and they definitely do that news. We cover. We making things popping now. We on the move.
We cover some news tonight. We definitely covered news.
Definitely
tonight.
Did some good news. I mean, we covered a lot. We covered a lot. We still got a lot. There's still a lot to cover, y'all. That's why I say, don't worry about next week. We're gonna have a lot more for you.
We got the precipitation.
Hey,
we never had the precipitation.
It's not your
on here.
Hey, Pride and Joy, y'all can't. It's just that much. It's just
right.
that much. I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. There's so much to go on now. So I mean,
it
but
is.
Everybody does appreciate hearing it. Appreciate because some of the stuff that you was talking about, a lot of people miss. So they gotta now do some catch up. So that's just what it is.
Hey, yo, before we go,
this is Ray J.
Before we go, what's up, Six Eyes?
Oh, no,
hey,
not
what's
you.
What's up, ATL? Pride and Joy, what's up? What's up, Nicole? I heard you do that news here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Been going to see
you
last
year, in the air. You know, Raycon Global.
80%
Raycon
chance.
Global, what's up, Angel? You know, so the Six Eyes Radio Network.
If I had one, yeah, I see. Ain't nothing going on.
Earbuds, you know, Raycon earbuds, you know, Raycon Global, Six Eyes Radio Network, you know, Ray J, hey Brandy, you know, my sister, I love her, I got it tatted on me, baby. If I had one,
No, don't sing no more. Just stick with that. Stick with your pocket. Don't worry about saying no more. Don't pay nobody nothing. Just stick with what you're doing now. Let the singing go. It's gone. All right. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Just let it go. All right. Don't try. Just let it go. Just let it go. Don't even worry about it, Ray J. You had your time. It's over. Don't sing no more. Don't spend no money trying to sing to make no album. Just do you. Just do everything else. Just be a radio host or a television host. Just do that. Forget about the singer.
Hey, look here.
Hey, your sister sing for you. Tell her to sing. Let her sing. You had your time. Let her sing. Don't worry about you singing no more. Just let her sing, okay? Just do that.
Yo.
That's it. All right, Ray J, we're out here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, kicking it with Six Eyes, the squad, my girl, Nicole, Angel.
That's up.
And then the rest of the squad and everybody. I just want to make sure. Let me get out of here before Ray J end up making my mind scrambled apart.
This is my new song.
Nicole and Pride and Joy.
Yeah.
All right. We out.
Have a
we
night.
Out of here, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all have
right.
a safe
you
week. Bye bye, Ray J, man. We don't need to hear no more. We out. We are out. It's over, y'all. The show is over. Okay? Like I said, don't be afraid of what you hear, okay? Don't be afraid of what you hear. We are out. All right. Okay, there we go.
But I was getting ready to sing.
Y'all have a safe week.
You have one, too.
No.
You both have
one. Let me save y'all. Let me go ahead and end this show so we can save y'all from that. That we don't. All right, we bye.
All right,
good night,
here
y'all.
Here we go. Now tonight. Am I on? Can y'all
good
hear
night.
Me? Six nine.